The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the fourth chapter. When evening had come, Jesus said to the disciples, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But Jesus was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. And they woke him, and they said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. Jesus said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Dear friends, grace and peace to you in the name of our crucified and risen Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. Trust. Trust is an intangible, elusive thing. Did you know that there's a laboratory in New York City that has developed a bottle spray called Liquid Trust? If you spray it on, the odor apparently causes people to have greater trust in you. But at $30 for a half-ounce bottle, would you trust the company that sells it? Well, you can buy it on Amazon, believe it or not. Common sense tells us that trust is more than just a scent. There is more than a chemical to make us trust someone or something. For when we trust, we must have faith in the outcome. There was a small village in Africa. There had been a drought, and the crops that would feed the people for a year were in danger of being lost. And the people of the village were afraid. So they came to the village church and asked the pastor to have a service for rain on the following Sunday. The pastor agreed, but told the people to fast for the week, pray morning and night, trust in God, and come to church next Sunday prepared for the service of rain. The people did as the pastor asked, fasting and praying, and came to church early the next Sunday. But as soon as the pastor saw them, he became furious and told them to go away, saying he would not do the service, for they did not trust God. "But pastor," they cried, "we fasted and we prayed all week, and we trust God." He looked at them and said, "Trust God? Trust God? If you trust God, then where are your umbrellas?" It'll sink in a moment. Trusting unconditionally with faith in the outcome is something that's kind of hard for many of us to do. Trust, like our emotions, isn't something that we wear on our sleeves. Trust is something we hold very closely. I think it's a whole lot more than just a few sprays from a bottle of liquid trust. Perhaps trust is not something we give easily because when we trust, we give authority to someone else, and we give up control of the outcome. But in our modern world, the motto often seems to be, "In us we trust," rather than "In God we trust." Perhaps it's because we think Jesus may still be asleep on those cushions, and only we are awake and in charge. Perhaps it's because too often we place our faith and trust in things of this world, things that we think we can control. When life's storms blow around you, where do you put your trust? When life's storms blow, who really is in control of your life? But let me ask you this: when life's storms blow, would you trust a sleeping Jesus? That was the dilemma that the disciples faced as they crossed to the other side of the Sea of Lake Galilee. The Sea of Galilee is the largest freshwater lake in the world below sea level. It's about 100 square miles in size. It's no small lake for a small boat. Windstorms from the desert can really stir up the waves on Galilee. In fact, in 1992, 10-foot waves destroyed the lakeshore area and part of the town of Tiberias. 10-foot waves on a lake, that's quite a bit. Think for a moment, who was in that boat as they were tossed about in the storm? Several of them were fishermen. Do you think they'd ever experienced a storm on Lake Galilee? I imagine they had. So if you were in that storm-tossed boat, who would you put your trust in? Seasoned fishermen, sailors, or a city boy carpenter asleep on a cushion? In the boat of life we all travel in, when the winds blow and the waves threaten to sink us, are you willing to trust a sleeping Jesus? When you cross to the other side, when you move out of your comfort zone, where are you willing to put your trust? Often in our lives, we have to look out over troubled waters, maybe move to the other side, to the uncomfortable side, to unfamiliar territory, to a place where perhaps we are afraid and uncertain. We might put our trust in Jesus healing the sick, but if you're in a doctor's office waiting for a diagnosis that might bring bad news, how do you feel about trusting a sleeping Jesus? We might trust Jesus as we're walking on the road to Emmaus, but when we find ourselves crossing over to a new place in our life, perhaps across troubled and unfamiliar roads, do we put trust in Jesus curled up and asleep on the cushion? Well, that's what the disciples faced as the waves crashed around the boat. The question they faced, do we trust a sleeping Jesus? And the worthy sea dog disciples were scared to death. Now, how many of you have listened to the safety instructions on an airplane? Okay, all right. What's the seat cushion used for in the event of a water landing? Ah, so who's asleep on the only flotation device in the boat? Wow, Jesus. So they cry out, Jesus, teacher, the boat's about to go down. Don't you care? Wake up! We put our trust in you as our leader, and this water pouring into the boat doesn't appear to be liquid trust. And Jesus simply looks out over the stormy waves of life and simply says, peace, be still. Then on the quiet, peaceful sea, he asked them, why? Why are you afraid? Where is your faith? Where is your trust? And it was in that moment, in that lived experience of his power, that something told them, trust this man. It wasn't the odor of liquid trust. It was how Jesus, through his words and his presence with them, brought calm to the troubled lives that they were experiencing. It was how Jesus, even when they thought he was asleep on the cushion, assured them he was with them, even in the stormiest and most dangerous times of their lives. So this morning, how do we come to put our trust in Jesus? We want to trust. We want to have faith. You're here this morning. That's proof of it. And you didn't bring your umbrellas. But sometimes, in the storms of our life, trusting is the hardest thing to do. Sometimes we think Jesus is asleep in our lives, but could it be that in those times, it is really just our faith that is asleep? Sisters and brothers, life never carries a promise of smooth sailing. Jesus will calm some of our storms, but some of life's storms just never seem to be calmed. Sometimes we just have to ride them out. But dear friends, we never ride them out alone. We put our faith in believing that Jesus knows which storms to calm and trust that Jesus is going to be with us even in those storms that aren't calmed, even when we might think he might be asleep on the cushion. Perhaps it would be easier if trust came in a bottle. Perhaps it would be easier if we could just spray the liquid trust or liquid faith and then never worry. But life doesn't work that way. You see, we have something much better than a chemical that will soon disappear. We have, as the disciples had, our lived experience of Jesus Christ. We have God's words of promise, and we have Jesus ever present with us in the bread and the wine that will strengthen our faith and our trust today. We have God's love and grace to forgive us even when we doubt, even when we don't trust, even when our faith goes to sleep, even when the storms of life try to turn us away from God. God is always with us. Our trust in Jesus is built on rock-solid truth. We can trust in Jesus because he died on that cross for us. We can trust in Jesus because God conquered death through his resurrection. We can trust Jesus because he has proven his love for us. We can trust Jesus because his word is not fake news. We can trust Jesus because he is here with us today at this table of grace. That is God's truth. Today, we're all in the boat together. Life's waves may rock our boat, and regardless of where we are in the boat, those waves can really upset us. Sometimes on a stormy sea, it can seem like the only thing we have in common is a rough rolling ride. But that's okay, because in our storms of life as individuals and as this church of hope for all, Jesus will be and is in the boat with us. If we let the Spirit lead us to that place of faith, we will find uncommon trust, uncommon peace, uncommon hope, and uncommon courage to face those devastating storms of life, those storms of injustice, those storms of oppression and fear. We face them together, knowing that Jesus is in the boat of life with us, even in the darkest of times, with us to take us safely to the other side, where forgiveness, healing, peace, justice, and freedom will always prevail. Yes, Jesus is someone we can trust, no matter how fierce the storms of life may blow in our lives and in our world. We really can trust Jesus, even if we think he's asleep on the cushion. Thanks be to God. Amen.